And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Friday afternoon, 4:46 p.m., go home time. I'm saying there's a bunch of y'all already on the roads. Be careful out there. The weather is changing in and around all over North Alabama. Pop-up storms. We're looking at lots of rain this weekend, it appears, to the extent that they even canceled a bunch of games. High school games are being played on Thursday nights.
Yeah, and my little boy's soccer game was just canceled, and now I'm kind of mad about it. I don't want to tell him because then he's going to be mad about it.
He's a competitive little dude.
He's a competitive little dude.
I mean,
we're going to have to go outside and play tomorrow. I already know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get muddy at home at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm just going to beat him and then teach him to lose well.
But the new house got a good backyard?
Yes, great backyard. We're so excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It would probably be a great backyard for a slip and slide, too, on Wednesdays.
Man, listen, let me tell you, as long as we're digressing here, I got to tell you. So when the grandkids were here last time, I remembered that we had a slip and slide that Charlene had bought on a whim. I mean, like she was Amazoning one day, which is always dangerous. But she was Amazoning, I think, and she said, oh, look at that slip and slide. And so she ordered it, and it had been in the garage for forever. Well, little man just turned three, so it's not like this was like something that he needed up until recently. And they were here in July, we got that thing out. We got a big old slope on the side of our yard, and he was all in.
Yes,
he was all in.
That's awesome.
I mean, like, turn that hose on. He was amazed when the water started popping up in the middle of it. He was like looking at it. It pulls up at the bottom. It has this like inflatable sides that you Oh, man, it was so cool. And then, of course, and as my granddaddy name is Cap. They call me Cap. So so Cap had to come flying down that thing, too.
Oh, and I bet he just loved
that.
Yeah,
literally the white whale came down that thing, man. I'm just saying. Like a steamroller. Warp, warp, coming through.
Oh, man.
Almost took him out at the bottom of the slip and slide.
But he still loved it, and he'll remember that forever. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. It was good times. Good times. Get you that slip and slide out.
I got to get that slip and slide.
All right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to digress a little further, too, and tell you this. So ZLA Solutions, they have been one of our original sponsors. When this show started over a year ago, they came on board right away. I know these folks personally. ZLA Solutions, they are epic at what they do. They can help you with your business solutions like, you know, sorting and containment, quality control, logistics. But their bread and butter, staffing. They can work temp or direct hire, does not matter. They can help you get an entire shift of people or just a few. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it does not matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And if you can find them right now, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They are working with major name employers all over the northern part of our state, ZLA Solutions. But I'll go one step further and say this. If you're looking for a job, you know, the labor participation rate in Alabama is low. Unemployment's low, but partly because the labor participation rate, the number of people still deciding to stay in the workforce, is low. If you're coming out of that, and you're thinking, I got to find something to do, go to the website, ZLAUSA.com. They post jobs. They got high-paying jobs all over the northern part of our state, jobs you can settle into and make something out of. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, listen, I'm wrapping up the day. I'm not going to get into the full-on number three of the triple dipper. It's a double dipper day, apparently. The third part of the triple dipper was going to be called On the World Stage. And I'm going to come back to that on Monday. I think it's important that every once in a while we look outside of our immediate sphere and we say, what else is happening in our world right now? Because, folks, there's stuff happening. Like one story that I'm not going to get to right now, but I'll just mention it. Did you know? I didn't know until this morning when I was resourcing the show. Did you know that the U.S. ambassador to Russia just resigned? We don't have an ambassador in Russia right now. I'm sure somebody's acting. The deputy chief of mission is still in place. But the U.S. ambassador to Russia just resigned at a time when we have heightened tensions with Russia. That's interesting, and you're not seeing it reported much. Well, there's a lot of stuff like that happening in the world. But Victor Davis Hanson, who is just a giant of conservative philosophical thought, in my opinion, he's written a number of books that I think are great. But Victor Davis Hanson wrote a piece that came out just in the last couple of days I got it from AmericanGreatness.com. Dated September 7th. It's called "The World Wants No Part of Woke, But It's Glad We Do." Oh, yeah. You can see where I'm going here. He starts off by saying, "The United States obsesses over whether biological men can compete in women's sports as transgendered males. Crime is spiking at levels not seen in 40 years, but it's considered racist to suggest that arrests, indictments, and convictions and incarcerations will deter crime. Major U.S. downtowns almost overnight went from mostly safe and clean to terrifying and toxic. The U.S. military is less eager to explain why the United States met utter humiliation in Afghanistan or why the Army has only met about 50% of its scheduled recruitments." Yeah, I'm going to skip a bunch of this because he's got a lot of examples like that that'll just depress you on a Friday afternoon. But he says federal employees and military personnel who skipped out on the mRNA COVID-19 inoculations on the grounds that the shots were not fully vetted, they were stereotyped as red state conspiracist super spreaders. They were accused of endangering all Americans by their supposedly selfish behavior. Yet there's been no such judgmental criticism of individual conduct during the current monkeypox outbreak. Given the loud woke media, few would dare suggest that social distancing or avoiding areas where promiscuous sex is frequent might slow down that dangerous epidemic, 95% of whose cases have so far been sexually transmitted between men with recent multiple partners. He goes on to say, financially speaking, stocks have been pummeled by Wall Street's loud commitment to politically correct ESG, environmental, social, and governance investments. That new woke idea, he says, puts green, racial, and gender issues ahead of profit, and at least for the declining middle class. He says ESG may be a permissible luxury in a bull market, but it can help ruin the millions of lives in a bear one. And that's where we are. He talks about anti-inflation bills and interest rates and other things that are happening. He talks about litigation over silliness and the Biden administration's war against the oil and gas industry. He talks about all these things, and then he comes to his conclusion. The last third of this piece says, starts with this. Our enemies abroad, particularly China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia, are watching all this woke comic madness with glee. They are delighted the United States is diverting trillions of dollars and man-hours away from production to ideological witch hunts, woke cannibalism, green virtue signaling, spendthrift consumption, racial and gender fixations, warped science, suicidal surveillance, and commissariat indoctrination. There's some Scrabble words for you. Woke means that Americans have less money, less labor, and less time to hone their military readiness. They will produce less competitive energy, but more pseudoscience. He goes on to say, most analysts abroad do not believe that woke translates into more accurate missiles or more lethal infantrymen or more efficient industrial production, better medicine, cheaper or more plentiful energy, or a more united, cohesive population. So our unwoke adversaries want us to stay woke. He says, while we war on our past, our competitors are prepping for their future. They are more likely to erect than to tear down statues. We spend what we borrow. They invest what they earned. How odd that America once taught the world what works, only now to mock its own lessons. Wow. Wow. I'm not even sure where to go after that.
Wow.
I just want to go lay down.
I mean, yeah.
But that was Victor Davis Hanson. The title of it is "The World Wants No Part of Woke, But It's Glad That We Do." I pulled that one out because I was going to kick off an entire section of the Triple Dipper on the world stage. Most of it is straight up news. That was opinion. It's an opinion that I share. I believe that we have got to get back to a point where recognizing that we've got Biden in office right now, I can't do anything about the fact that Biden's in office. I'm not going to wind up having any, there's no benefit in me laboring right now over the fact that Biden is the president. He's the president, and I can't do a thing about it except vote in 2 years. And I have said multiple times on the show, and the other day I did an entire monologue on it, that we don't have a whole lot of time to gather up what it takes to change the course of where we are. The midterm elections right now are super important, and they're trending in a good way for red politics. And keep in mind, though, that Republican and conservative does not always equate to the same thing. But we are looking at a midterm election that is huge, which is followed just a mere 24 months later by the next round of presidential elections, which will also have some Senate and congressional races attached to it as well. But that is only 24 months away. 24 months is nothing. We've already had Biden for almost 24 months. Does it feel like yesterday that we had the 2020 jacked up elections? Yes. Does it feel like yesterday that we had, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve thrust on us? Yes. In that amount of time, we're going to be back to trying to see whether or not we can get Biden out of office. It's going to take effort. And then 2 years after that, we're going to find out who's going to be the next governor of the great state of Alabama, because Governor Ivey won't be able to do another term. She'll be termed out. So we're going to be looking at 24 months past these midterms, it's time to get a new president. 24 months after that, it's time to get a new governor. What kind of state do you want? What kind of nation do you want? Do you want the kind that Victor Davis Hanson just described that just makes our non-woke international neighbors just gleeful? Or do you want to go back to the days that I talked about earlier in the show, when Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan and even Queen Elizabeth stood in the face of communism and in the midst of a Cold War, they said, not on our watch, and the world changed because of it? Well, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. You know why? Because Carter got elected because people just wanted something different. They just wanted some change. How'd that work out? Well, guess what? People just wanted some change. They want mean tweets. And now we got Biden. And we have an empowered woke left that believes that they better get everything they can while they can, otherwise it ain't going to happen. Maybe they're right. Get it while they can, I guess, because in 24 months, we vote for a new president, and hopefully we're changing the trajectory of where we've seen things here in the last few years. I'm just saying, folks, it's on us. It's on us. It's not about Republican and Democrat. It's about conservatives. It's about principles. It's about, what do you believe? What do you want? What kind of nation do you want to live in? Right Side Ruffians, y'all take heart. Charlene says it, and I agree. There's more of us than there are of them. Well, go have an amazing weekend, my friends. Boomer and I back here Monday at 2 o'clock. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll see you Monday.